SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In the midst of a searing heat wave, crews are struggling to contain numerous western wildfires, including one blaze that has chased people from their homes in one northern California town.
Some 26,000 residents of Oroville, California are displaced as hundreds of firefighters battle the blaze under extreme heat. The Thompson Fire broke out before noon Tuesday, about 70 miles north of Sacramento, growing to more than 5.5 square miles. Mayor David Pittman says there was a significant drop in fire activity on Wednesday, and he's hopeful that some residents could soon return home. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says the blaze is one of more than a dozen wildfires that are active across the state. I'm Donna Warner.
Jamaica, the latest Caribbean island to feel the fury of Hurricane Beryl. The Cat 3 storm lashed Jamaica with fierce winds and torrential rains. The emergency management chief, Elizabeth Riley, says Beryl is blamed for at least 8 deaths across the Caribbean.
It is very clear that it was the Grenadines of St. Vincent, particularly Canoan, Meru, and Union Island, as well as the Grenadines of Grenada, Carriacou, and Petite Martinique, which bore the brunt of Hurricane Beryl,
which now has its sights set on the Cayman Islands and Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Also at SRNNews.com, close to 24 Democratic governors who met with President Biden say they stand by Mr. Biden in his bid for a second term. The president says that he is in the race to win, insisting that no one will force him out of the race. Wall Street closed for Independence Day after dropping 23 points. Dow reopens tomorrow at 39,308. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court will hear a porn case.
Texas has a law that requires Pornhub and other online porn sites to verify that a person is 18 or older before allowing them to enter the site. Pornhub says that's a violation of free speech, and now the Supreme Court has decided to hear the case. Earlier this year, a panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the Texas law. Critics say pornographers are fighting the statute because it cuts into their profits. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona abortion advocates say they have about 800,000 petition signatures in support of placing an abortion amendment to the state constitution on the November ballot. Roughly half that many valid signatures from registered voters would be needed for the measure to qualify. If approved, the amendment would enshrine abortion in the Arizona Constitution. It would also restrict the state from adopting or enforcing any law that would prohibit access to the procedure. This is SRN News. The cost of this year's July 4th cookout, nothing to celebrate.
According to ConsumerAffairs.com, the price of 1.3 pounds of ground beef will run you $8.45. That's a 50% increase from 2019. Ketchup prices have increased almost 50%. A 12-pack of soft drinks has gone from $5.17 in 2019 to $9.18 this year. That's an increase of 77%. And you may want to forego those 57-inch disposable plates that have seen an 80% price increase from $276 in 2019 to $497 in 2024. According to WalletHub, 60% of Americans are planning to spend less money this Independence Day than in previous years. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The defense has rested its case in the bribery trial of Democratic Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey. Menendez did not testify, saying there was no reason for him to take the stand. More details, SRNNews.com.